It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Lots of bad news out of Russia today, but we'll start with some good news. Trevor Reed, a former U.S. Marine who had been held prisoner in Russia since 2019, has been freed in a prisoner exchange. The sentence was commuted for a Russian citizen, Konstantin Yaroshenko, who had been serving out a 20-year sentence on drug charges. In a statement, President Biden said, quote, "The negotiations that allowed us to bring Trevor home require difficult decisions that I do not take lightly. His safe return is a testament to the priority my administration places on bringing home Americans held hostage and wrongfully detained abroad." Meanwhile, the Russian state gas company Gazprom said Wednesday that it cut off natural gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria, escalating tensions with the West over Ukraine. The move followed weeks of threats that Russia would suspend gas deliveries unless buyers paid in rubles. Well, Poland's PGNiG gas company confirmed the shutoff, but said it was still supplying customers. The U.S. and allies agreed in Germany on Tuesday to send more heavy weapons to Ukraine, despite Russia's warning that further support for Ukrainian fighters could provoke nuclear war. And then this, reports of explosions at three sites inside of Russia. Although Ukrainian officials haven't directly commented on it, a Zelensky advisor did say cryptically, quote, "Karma is a cruel thing." So more audio is trickling out from House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy in the days following the January 6th attack on the Capitol. In a January 10th, 2021 conference call, McCarthy told other Republicans that he feared several right-wing lawmakers were security risks in the aftermath of the insurrection. McCarthy singled out Matt Gaetz of Florida, among others. He said Gaetz was, quote, "putting people in jeopardy with attacks against fellow Republicans."
The thing I want to bring up, and I'm making some phone calls to some members. I just got something sent now about Newsmax, something Matt Gaetz said, where he's calling people's names out, saying an anti-Trump in this type of atmosphere in some of the other places. This is serious stuff people are doing that has to stop. I'll make individual calls.
Mo and Louie's comments, too, a lot of members have said some real concerning things about.
Did they say something today too?
Mo was at the rally, we're kicking ass and taking names thing at the Trump rally.
McCarthy also noted that Trump supporters stormed the Capitol, quote, "prepared with rope, with everything else." Gaetz slammed McCarthy and other Republican leaders as weak and sniveling. Why is that guy still in Congress? Tesla shares slid 12% Tuesday as investors dumped stocks on concerns that CEO Elon Musk might sell a significant number of shares to fund his $44 billion Twitter takeover. The decline reduced Tesla's valuation by about $126 billion. Wow. That means that Tesla's market capitalization is now down more than $275 billion since Musk revealed that he had become Twitter's biggest shareholder. Amazing. The value of Musk's 17% Tesla stake is now down more than $40 billion. At this point, it all just seems like monopoly money, right? So you know this by now, but I'm going to say it again anyway. COVID is still raging. Now it's Vice President Kamala Harris who's tested positive, though she is asymptomatic. Harris is the highest level Biden administration official to be infected with the coronavirus in a recent wave of infections. And this weekend, for some reason, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is back on. And masks are optional, I guess? Oops, he did it again, leaving some of us to wonder why he hasn't been charged. Madison Cawthorn, for some reason a congressman from North Carolina, was caught Tuesday trying to board a flight at North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas International Airport with a loaded gun. Charlotte police identified the 26-year-old member of Congress as the owner of the 9mm pistol and issued him a citation for possessing a dangerous weapon on city property. Officers confiscated the handgun. But note that this is the second time that this idiot has been caught with a gun at an airport. A TSA crew found him with an unloaded Glock 9mm in his carry-on at the Asheville, North Carolina airport in February of 2021, though he was not charged. He's also been accused of bringing knives to several schools. Again, I ask, not only why is this man still in Congress, but why hasn't he been charged? Harvard University announced Tuesday that it was pledging $100 million to research and redress the school's, quote, extensive tanglements with slavery in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries. Harvard released a report detailing how it profited from slavery through its donors. The document said faculty and staff members at the school enslaved more than 70 black people from the school's founding in 1636. Until Massachusetts outlawed slavery in 1783. In a letter to the university community, Harvard President Lawrence Bacow said, quote, enslaved men and women served Harvard presidents and professors and fed and cared for Harvard students. The truth is that slavery played a significant part in our institutional history. And please note, that's not critical race theory. That's American history. Just saying. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.